From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello again and welcome to Scrapbook, Roseau County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. Today, gather around as we learn about the story of the ghost of Roseau Lake, told to us by Irene Olson from the Roseau County Historical Society. Come with us as we separate fact from fiction about this well-known legend of Roseau County on this edition of Scrapbook. On this edition of Scrapbook, we are going to be talking with Irene Olson from the Roseau County Historical Society about a certain legend that's up in Roseau County. And what that legend is the ghost of Roseau Lake. Now, could you tell us a little bit about this? I've heard rumblings about this, but I kind of want to hear that, a little bit more of the story.
Well, I've read the story, and it was written by Jake Nelson. And he first came into Roseau County over by Ross, where the Indian village was. He used to, be with the Indians and learn their ways of living and so forth. And he knew they were very suspicious. They said that this ghost, it would come early in the morning, and it was like a fog, and it would raise like 15 feet in the air, and it was always dressed in white. The Indians said someone always died when they'd see that figure. And it used to be along the road. Jake Nelson, he finally said he understood what it was, because they were suspicious, or what would you say, spiritual. And he said it was the fog raising out of the peat bog in the mornings, and especially if there'd been any peat fires, which there usually was. Mm-hmm. So it would look like a person raising out of the ditch or whatever, and it would follow the road. And they really said it was a ghost. Mm-hmm. They put a marker out there by the Indian village, mm-hmm, where Jake Nelson and the ghost of Roseau Lake.
Yeah.
So there is a marker out there honoring the Indian village. Right there, old Indian village marker at Ross. But now somebody bought the land, and put a cable across so you can't go see it. And I really think that's bad, because people would like to drive in there and see it. And they can't.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.